I don't know, how can I explain it better? Yes.
I'm not trying to explain it, but if you view the essence as having, we have a mouth and eyes and ears, and there's the inner eye and the inner ear and the inner mouth, then we're using the symbolism of the, we're using the form and what happens with that form to inform the essence and to distinguish the beauty from the not beauty. In other words, they all...
This is it. You were talking about some form of beauty and the essence of that beauty as this, at the same time, right? About the form, you could go around and give me all details. But about the essence, you just mention it. And you have nothing else to do, to say about it, right? So the rest of it is clean. Because we make it filthy. Because we make it complicated. We put it in a word. We imprison it in a way. And we bring in the doubts and questions and all that. So, they are related in one stuff, this talking, because they are meanings. The essence is something which is in the human being, understanding that essence. Let's hear it all over again from 1095, please. The redness.
Redness is the best of colors, and that is born of the sun and is arriving from it. Every land that has been conjoined with Saturn has become nitrous, and it's not the place for sowing.
See, how could you connect the redness of my face with the sun? He just did it. He said redness belongs to the blood which comes from the sun. Therefore, when you have red faces, the sun is visible there. See how far-fetched the connection could be? But to him, in the meaning, yes, that's how it works. Because no sun, no redness in the blood, and no face, nothing. Yes?
Through concurrence, power comes into action as the conjunction of the devil with hypocrites. These spiritual truths, without any pomp and grandeur, have pomp and grandeur from the ninth heaven. The pomp and grandeur belonging to creation is a borrowed thing. The pomp and grandeur belonging to command is an essential thing. For the sake of pomp and grandeur, they endure abasement. In the hope of glory, they are happy in abasement. In the hope of a 10 days' glory of annoyance, they have made their necks from anxiety as a spindle.
The same story, we're listening to the same story, but over there, everything was positive, something positive out of something positive. Here we see the negatives doing the same. Something negative comes out of the other negative stuff, because he deeply believes in process. In process, you influence one part, the rest will move. This is what it is all about. And in process, when it works, you don't care if this problem and that problem, they don't look to be related. If they influence each other, you do. Yes?
How did they come to this place where I am? For in this glory, I am the shining sun. The rising place of the sun...
So look at these people who feel miserable. They hope that one day they will be happy, but they live miserably. Why don't they join me? I'm sitting here. Now Rumi talks about, guess who? Himself. This is one of the rare moments that he will shine. He will say, I'm sitting here, and why did you come to me? Look at me. No, look at the sun. look at the sunrise, look at the meaning of that. Then say, ouch. Again, I'm talking about Shams. Let's stop this. Let's hear it.
The rising place of the sun is the pitch colored tower. My sun is beyond rising places. His rising place in relation to his modes, his essence neither rose nor set. I who am left behind by his modes, am in both worlds a sun without shadow.
How could this be translated like this? Somebody help me. You bilingual fellows. How could you translate ma to I? Yes, that all the fight here, and something that I have repeated more than 100 times to you, that forget the capital I, it's about we, right? Here, Rumi will say we, and it's translated I. We, and by we he means him, himself, and Hesam al-Din, and Shams, and all the big sheikhs. That we, that collectiveness of us, how come it become I? We, who are the it's not left behind, it's leftover. The world is va pasmande. We who are the leftover of the particle of that, we are like a double sun without sundown in this universe. Something like this. He says that, look, the fellows, they are looking for why and how and this miserable stuff. They don't come here. There is this light which I cannot really explain because it doesn't have rise and set and stuff like that. And we, who are the leftover of that, we are equivalent of a double sun, which will never fade away. This is how, almost how it goes. Then?
Still, I am revolving around the sun. 'Tis wonderful. The cause of this is the majesty of the sun. The sun is acquainted with causes. At the same time, the cord of causes is severed from him. Mm-hmm.
This is one of the best explanations of Shams. If somebody is really interested to know what Shams is to Rumi, he will say, oh, again, I'm going around. Shams is in my mind. Yeah, because of him I found this light. And this Shams, let me tell you that he taught me all the cause and effect stuff. And just because of him, all the cause and effect stuff was dismissed. He did both. Shams was the one who showed me what the cause and effect is. And just took one.
Here, Richard's son, Shams, the
No. You will not replace it because it is there. What is Shams?
It's sun.
Shams is sun.
But if you put sun, Shams, then there is double meaning.
Yes. It's always there. It's one like the words that you cannot translate. You should always put Shams. Yes, when he wants to talk about sun precisely, he will go to Aftab and other words because that's how the language is. But Shams for him is Shams and the sun, the light at the same time. There is no difference to him. So he would say, we are somewhere because of that sun. And over there is not Shams, it's off top. I'm talking about verse 1103. Over there he would say, off top. Then, Khurshid. Next ray, another word for sun. Then, because you have the sunrise, sunset, then Shams. And yes, because if you say the sun is doing it, that cannot be. He said, you know what? These Shams taught me everything. And he too taught me to get rid of everything. He taught me logic, and he taught me illogic at the same time. Yes? Here he will say something which is very difficult to explain.
Hundreds,
the English will confuse us enough.
Hundreds of thousands of times have I cut off hope. Of whom? Of the sun? Do you believe this? Do not believe of me that I can endure to be without the sun, or the fish to be without water.
You see here two verses, two sun, right? One of them in Persian is Aftab, which is that sun. The other one is Shams, which is Arabic for that one, and the old man, his master. Yes?
Which verse is that? The hundreds of thousands of times.
Okay.
That one has Shams.
And if I become despairing, my despair is the objective manifestation of the sun's work.
Here is that sun.
That's Shams.
No, it's not Shams. Is off top.
How should the objective manifestation of the work be cut off from the very self of the worker? How should any object of being pasture on aught but being? All
did somebody understood this verse?
No.
Because I'm sure that I know that the Iranian, when they read this, they don't understand what this is saying. And he's intentionally doing it. Because suddenly he went a little bit further to talk like a philosopher. And one of the main problems in philosophy is creator and createe. What is this stuff? Because over there we are talking about the creator, that everything is creative for that creator. Creator will be sone, and creative will be son. Creation will be son. He will play with that word, with the word of nafs. And nafs is a very tricky word in Persian language. Nafs means ego. And you know all that, right? But at the same time, it means the essence of a stuff. It means if you see a chair which really looks like a chair, you say, ah, this is a very good chair. In Persian, we say, this is a nafis chair. That nafis means appreciated. Because it's really it. So in that chair, it's really what the chair should be in me, is the one I should cut the head off. Why? Yeah. Look at the chair. The essence of chair, which is the ego of the chair, is sitting there, right? Therefore, the stronger it's sitting there, the stronger it's showing up, that chair is more chair, right? So over there, we'll say, the ego of chair is the goodness. The chair is nafis, good, right? When you talk about me, that real me, which is here, is my ego. Is not the one behind. I have another one. This one is bad of me, because this is the cherry part of me, or the cow part of me. The one which is in chair is in you, but is the chair part of you, not the human part of you. Human part of you is behind it. This is what he's trying to explain, to say, listen,